You mean we're not going to have a Scare of the Air Day today?
No.
Whoa.
We don't have Scare of the Air Days anymore.
Scare of the Air Nights.
We have Scare of the Air Nights now.
Ooh.
That's right.
You didn't hear about this?
Yes.
I didn't.
Friday night was a Scare of the Air Night.
No.
The Bay Area Air Quality Management District put together, they're doing Spare the Air Nights now.
Let me just guess. Let me see if I can guess. We're not supposed to burn our fire in fireplaces.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. This is a bonus round.
Let me tell you, and the reason being is because our air, ever since the 1970 Clean Air Act, which actually had some merit, the environmentalists out there will be shocked to hear me say that.
All right, Brian.
But things began to change, and since then we have cleaned up our atmosphere. Since then, let me just throw some statistics off the top of my head to you, and they're in the ballpark here. Our population has increased since 1970 by something like 42%. Our economy has increased by 140%. We're driving 155% more than we used to in 1970. And yet with all that, our air is 48% cleaner than it was in 1970. We're cleaning up the atmosphere.
And it's some of the cleanest in the country, as if my reading is right. California's air.
Oh, well, California does have one little problem, and that's Los Angeles. But
it's always,
the air in L.A. is significantly better than it was in 1970.
Yes.
So we've cleaned up the atmosphere immensely, and we're having fewer of these Spare the Air Days, despite the fact that the standards for air quality have constantly risen.
Right.
The standards have gotten higher.
The bar
is higher.
I am not surprised, Brian, because I saw this take place in Seattle over a decade ago. In fact, a dozen years ago, they started with this nonsense of you have to burn fires only every other day during designated.
It's happening already in parts of California. They have deals now in the Central Valley, certain cities where you can burn real wood certain days of the week, and then those stupid compressed logs other days of the week. But here's the idea. So now we're seeing fewer of these Spare the Air Days because the atmosphere is getting cleaned up. Okay, so what they're doing now is they're giving you Spare the Air Nights because at night, especially at a cold night, the atmosphere compresses, mm-hmm. and it's harder to reach the standards at night. So what they're saying is, okay, on these Spare the Air Nights, no burning the wood, no mowing your lawn, no spray painting your house, graffiti artists will be doubly arrested. But here's the point. Here's the point. With this new these shenanigans passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Schwarzenegger.
Oh yeah.
This global warming initiative, this Kyoto Light that we're going to be doing here in California, with CARB, the California Air Resources Board, essentially having unlimited power.
Yep.
It's just going to be in the next year or two before on these Spare the Air Nights they will mandate no wood burning fireplaces allowed. Mm-hmm. Period.
You know,
just a matter of time.
I warn people about this, and especially about the California Air Resources Board. We have been fighting them for over a decade now because these are truly insane bureaucrats gone wild. And if Governor Schwarzenegger were smart, which he's not, he would have eliminated the California Air Resources Board instead of giving it increased additional powers and responsibilities because, people, it's going to directly affect your lives. This is just one example. You're going to be seeing more and more and more of this. We're going to be paying higher taxes as a result of the California Air Resources Board. For what? To what end? Supposedly to clean up the environment, to reduce ozone gases, blah, 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 blah. Well, basically, it's just going to be an additional levy. In other words, a tax increase on us with no dramatic, visible, or even tangible real results.
No, it's going to be more money into the coffers and more penalties on lifestyle. A perfect example, Friday night as I was doing a show about this, a guy called up. He was calling from Mountain View, and he said, where I live, I'm looking outside right now. I can hardly see because of all the smoke from my neighbor's fireplaces. Well, okay, I doubt if that was the case. But my point is, with the CARB regulations that will be in place someday, you'll be able to call a hotline to rat on your neighbor.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And the CARB people will come down in their special little car.
Smoke cops.
Smoke cops. Knock on the door. Fine.
That's what happened to us in Seattle.
Unbelievable.
I swear to God, this is what happened to us. I got resentful of being told when I could burn a fire in my fireplace. They didn't even give you the option of using a Presto log. It was, you were only allowed to burn on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays during certain periods of the year. And so I said, screw it. I'm burning a fire in my fireplace. I don't know how.
Really?
No. I know.
Really?
I know. Wow. You guys are shocked, surprised, and amazed that I would react in such a fashion. But I did.
Like that. Wow.
They sent the freaking cops over to my house and gave me a ticket for burning.
The police had to lower themselves to that?
Yes. Yes.
Unbelievable.
And that's what we are going to be expecting here in California.
Well, there you go. No, this is this will be nationwide. This will be nationwide. Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're heading that way, definitely.
Well, thanks for setting off this morning like a Roman candle. Now I'm really ticked off.
You'll get the ticket for burning your fire after you get the ticket for breathing, because carbon dioxide now, it appears, is on the list.
Yeah, they're going to
This is a Supreme Court decision.
The Supreme Court is going to decide whether or not, they're very close to doing this, they'll decide whether or not CO2 will be added to the list of pollutants under the Clean Air Act. And they need to do this so that the federal government can start regulating CO2. CO2 is not a pollutant. It's a fertilizer.
It's as natural as anything.
Yeah. So now this is very important because in terms of like the pollution I was just talking about, we have cleaned up our atmosphere. We're virtually not putting out any of the pollutants that are listed under the Clean Air Act any longer.
We're neutral now.
We're doing a great job with nitrous oxide, sulfur dioxide, just right down the list.
Yeah.
Well, because we're doing so well, they're noticing, wait, here's one they won't be able to do well on, CO2. Mm. Let's add this to the list. So